We come now to a new liturgical year, a new cycle of readings from the Gospel of Mark this year in year B. Mark has his own style of writing, if you will, from the other evangelists. We heard Matthew last year. Next liturgical year, we'll hear Luke. John is usually kind of scattered throughout each of the 3 years. Mark tends to be very blunt, to get right to the point. Bottom line up front. And so it's not hard to discern or pick out the theme, the message of this weekend's gospel, because he uses the same word 4 times to highlight it. Watch. Advent, as much as it is a season of preparing to encounter Christ at his nativity, to encounter Christ each time we celebrate the Eucharist, to encounter Christ in one another, and to encounter Christ when he comes again at the end of time. It is as much also a season of being watchful, being awake and alert. It's that for a number of reasons. It's placed within just logistically, a time of year when it's cold, it's rainy. We want to stay indoors and stay comfortable, stay warm, and if we do that, chances are we'll doze off. But really, the coldness of winter, the bite of chill, keeps us awake and alert. Likewise, the season of Advent, the bite of any penance we may take on, the extra prayer and work that we do to prepare ourselves for Christ's coming, heightens our senses and our alertness, makes us be more vigilant. If we want to know the model of vigilance, of watchfulness that we ought to keep during this holy season, again, Mark uses a great illustration. Today's gospel, he talks about the gatekeeper. The gatekeeper is one who stands watch. But watch for what? Watch for 2 things. Watching for the Lord or the King of that city to return, and watching for enemies. Those are the 2 primary responsibilities of the watchman. And if we are setting ourselves to the task of preparing to encounter Christ, to really pour ourselves into our Advent season with more zeal and vigor this year, not only are we keeping watch for the return of the Lord, but we should expect to stay on watch and be on guard against the enemy of the soul, our own sins and our weaknesses, our faults and our failings. That is what being on watch, being vigilant, means. It means we have to watch for those things which would distract us, to lead us away from being on watch for Christ. May he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. We have to be alert. And the enemy would love nothing more for us to fall asleep, to become distracted, to lose hope of the Lord's return. In a sense, one of the great temptations is to get caught up this time of year in the busyness, which I know challenges everybody, and to forget that it's Advent. And Advent passes us by. We're into Christmas, and before you know it, Christmas is over. To really use this time well, to be watchful and vigilant. What I say to you, I say to all, watch. Watch for Christ's coming. And watch that we don't, as we prepare for his coming, as we prepare to encounter him, watch that we don't become distracted or drowsy. If we find ourselves falling asleep spiritually, physically, which I know never happens at Mass, sometimes a good pinch on the leg with extra prayer or an extra penance that we pick up or some kind of extra practice jolts us back into being awake and alert, back to being vigilant. So if you find yourself over the next few weeks becoming drowsy, spiritually slothful, inattentive, give yourself a spiritual pinch. Wake up. Stay awake and alert. Because what the Lord says to us, He says to all. Watch.